Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast, home of all things hard rock and heavy metal. I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. Now, let's get things started with the Talking Metal theme song, written by Rob Halford, Metal Mike, and Roy Z.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast. We're finally going to do it. This is the listener episode, all right? So what we're going to do is listen to voicemails, read emails, hear from you guys, the listeners of this show, Talking Metal. It's your show, as well as my show. But seriously, this is actually your show, because you guys are taking over here today. So first off, way back when, I got a great CD sent to me by a listener of this podcast. I believe his name was Mike. And Mike, forgive me if I'm pronouncing the band name wrong, but Malion, M-A-L-Y-O-N. That's the band. And it sounded great. I'm always impressed with what talented musicians listen to this podcast. And Mike, you are one of them. And this band sounds really great. And I promised you I would play a track off the CD. You were my CD player was busted at the time. It actually still is, but I don't even have a CD player at the moment, believe it or not. Except in my car. So you were kind enough to send me an MP3 of the song, a couple songs, and I'm going to play this one because I dig this. The guitar sounds great, vocals, everything is really good on this. This song is called Preacher. Again, the band is Malion or Mylion, I'm not sure. M-A-L-Y-O-N, and you're listening to it here on Talking Metal. Again, the song is called Preacher.
Yeah.
Galleon on Talking Metal. That is a band that is consists of at least one Talking Metal listener. So thanks for that. And now we're going to go to voicemails. I love getting these voicemails from you guys. You can leave them for me by calling this number, 973-757-1917. Again, that's area code 973-757-1917. 973-757-1917. A fourth time, 973-757-1917. All right, so let's get to these voicemails. And before we do that, just a reminder that we have a Instagram account. Follow us there. It's linked through today's show notes. We're on Twitter. And, of course, we have a Facebook page, too. I was trying to do the Snapchat thing. It's not really working out that great. So it's only so many hours in the day to update these social media platforms. Maybe we'll get back to the Snapchat thing, but for now it's kind of on hiatus. Cool. Anyways, yeah, give me a ring, leave a voicemail, and you will get your message played here on the podcast. So let's do this right now.
Yo, hey, Mark. It's Metal Dan on Twitter. Sorry to hear your disappointment of Maiden doing the United States shows again, coming back through, and the set list is not what you think should be or what you hope to be. Yeah, as you know, I mean, it's a new album and stuff. And we're lucky to actually have them back in the United States. Usually they have to do that first run. They don't usually come back around, but they
are.
That's
true.
I'm more concerned with or excited for or what's going to happen with after this. Once this album's done with, typically Maiden does a kind of a best of again after that. And so far we've seen the best ofs of the Somewhere Back in Time and the Maiden England stuff. What could be next for a best of if they're going to do that again?
I would love that. So, I'd love a best of.
We'll see
tour.
How it turns out, but I'm looking forward to this round of United States shows. Hey, so one other item, you're doing that thing in Nashville, that podcast meetup, made me laugh. I was listening to Michael Butler, and he was talking about getting into a fight, or he's going to get beaten on by some podcasters that like to talk crap about him. Seems to recall to me that those are the same guys that like to make fun of you. I've never listened to their podcast. I know nothing about them, but it's kind of funny to make me laugh that you both
right.
are fighting
Classic
against the same
show,
kind
I
of
think.
People. And I guess you and Michael could actually team up against these guys. Nothing's going to happen. They're just all talking crap over the podcast. They're not going to back anything up. And again, I don't even know what they've said or done, so whatever. But you got Michael Butler as your buddy in Nashville. Just remember that he's got your back as well too. And he's a tough scrapper. Hey,
okay,
one other thing
right.
that hopefully you're doing the cruise this year, the Monsters of Rock cruise. I've done a few of them, and I'm doing it again this year. This one's going to be even better. So I know you and your wife would totally dig it, and I know you'd do it if you have the money and the time. So I hope you can make it. See you, Mark. Keep doing what you're doing. 666 was an awesome episode. Don't let yourself be discouraged by it. And we enjoyed it just the same. Looking forward to the next. Bye.
Cool. Hey, Dan, thank you so much for the great email, or I'm sorry, not email, voicemail. And there's a lot there, so let me try to dissect it. Dan, I am going to see Maiden in Newark, New Jersey in just a few days, June 7th. And I've really been listening to the Book of Souls record, getting ready for this concert. And there's a lot of great tracks on it. I liked that record more than I liked Final Frontier. I like all things Maiden do, but it's like that best of stuff, as we call it, or even the off the beating path tracks from the old days. Those are obviously my favorite, but my attitude has changed a bit, and I am excited to see Maiden. And I think it's good that I'm prepared that there's going to be a lot of new material in this set list, which I wasn't for when I saw Metallica a couple weeks ago, three weeks ago, maybe. I was kind of disappointed, very disappointed in how much new material was in the set list. And I liked the last Metallica, the new Metallica record, but not as much as I liked the last Maiden record. So my attitude has slightly changed. I'm prepared for it. We're going to have a good time. It's right near my house. Going to take a lift over, do some drinking, and just party it out with possibly, you know, along with Kiss and Ozzy, you know, my favorite band of all time. I'll say right today, they're my favorite band of all time. Maybe tomorrow it'll be Kiss or somebody else, but absolutely top three for me, Maiden for sure. Love them, love them, love them so much. Totally psyched to see them. Next. Yeah, Dan, you know, your voicemail made me realize that there's still a lot of you listeners that don't realize that, yeah, that there was a feud between myself and back when John was a big part of this show, John Astronomy, us two, and Neely and Chris Aiken over at Classic Metal Show. And we kind of fought the battle behind the scenes. They chose to do it on their broadcasts, and it got ugly. It got ugly. Really, a lot of what they did bugged me. There was like maybe 20% of the time that I actually agreed with them or found it funny, you know, but in general, it bugged me. And I think that's what they were trying to do with it. And they succeeded in bothering me. Honestly, it's been like 3 years already. We kind of settled the feud. I mean, we definitely settled the feud. I actually hung out with Neely at the M3 festival recently, and he was great. Took us back to meet Don Dokken. Chris Aiken will be on the very next episode of Talking Metal, so stay tuned for that. The feud is long over. It's been over a while. I honestly am so glad it's over, and I'm so glad that I actually like these guys now. I mean, I know there's a lot of listeners out there who have a problem with that, but the feud's over. It's been over a long time at this point. We get along, and I hope it stays that way, because I honestly, listen, we're all different people. We all see things differently, and you know, it doesn't mean we can't be friends. And honestly, I read, I think, three of Chris's books at this point. So yeah, the feud's long over. Talking Metal, CMS feud, not happening anymore. Long dead. We've made our peace, and we are moving forward. Stay tuned for an interview with Chris Aiken on Talking Metal. Very next episode of Talking Metal. All right, I'll post a picture of John Astronomy, myself, and Neely in today's show notes at M3, hanging out. Okay, what else? Michael Butler, by the way. Yeah, I think they did attack his show a handful of times, too, back in the day. I seem to remember that happening once or twice. Yeah, so we were one of many that got attacked by them, and I think we were the one that got attacked more than any, though. But there was that Dirt Talk feud, too. I don't know if you remember that show, Dirt Talk. Probably not. I don't think they had any listeners. But whatever. You know, it's long settled. Aiken, you know, Chris Aiken has kind of already been on this show because he hosted this podcasting summit, and I ran that in its entirety on this feed. So in a way, he's kind of already been on Talking Metal. And the Nashville thing, I've never met Michael Butler in person. He was a great inspiration for me starting Talking Metal. I've always credited him with that. I don't listen to his show like I used to. I actually haven't listened in a year or two, probably. I want to get back to it, because it was a big part of my life for many, many years. And you know how it is. It's just you listen to something for a long time and then you move on. We've seen that with Talking Metal listeners. Some of them are still with us after 12 years. Others are on to other things. You know, and I even with Stern, I listened to Stern for decades. And I have him every morning if I want him. I have Sirius, but I generally end up listening to other stuff at this point on the radio in the morning. So no disrespect towards Michael Butler. I'm sure his show is still great and still going strong. I know John met him at one point. I've spoken with him on the phone. I think I was on an episode or two of Rock and Roll Geek Show. I can't wait to meet the guy and get a picture with him. It would be a true honor to meet one of the founding podcasters, not just rock and roll podcasters, founding podcasters, one of the first guys doing it, and always loved the Rock and Roll Geek Show, and you've reminded me about it, so I need to resubscribe to that and get back on the Rock and Roll Geek Show bandwagon. Cool. Okay, and the cruise, it sounds so, like so much fun. My friend Don Jameson always is hosting it and co-hosting it. I need to go. My wife is like bugging me to go. It's just being on a boat for like 5 days away from my kids and not having cell phone service and stuff freaks me out big time. But yeah, I have high anxiety and stuff like that. So I need to get over it and do it. You're right. It would be fun to do it at some point.
Mark.
Cool.
Jerry.
Next call. Jerry, how are you?
Excellent idea. 666 podcast discussing Maiden set list. How about we play some Ghost of the Navigator and remind everybody how fucking good this song is. Please play it. Up the Irons, up the Ghosts. See you at the show. Peace out.
You got it, Jerry. Always great to hear from you. And I hope to go to the Brooklyn show. Not confirmed yet, but definitely going to Newark in a few days. Here's your request right now.
I'm not.
little Iron Maiden off the Brave New World record, the return of Bruce and Adrian on that record. Great stuff. That song requested by Jerry, one of our good, devoted Talking Metal listeners. Hey, Jerry, I saw on Facebook you bought that dude's book, How Music Got Free. Thanks for supporting our Talking Metal interviews here and going out and purchasing that guy's book. That's great. And you guys should all go purchase Ghost of the Navigator by Iron Maiden, that song right there. Great stuff, Jerry. Good suggestion. Yeah, Maiden and Ghost. Looking forward to this. It's just a few days away from me here in New Jersey. All right, Jerry, again, you're the best, man. Really. Enjoy your Instagram posts, and thanks for being so cool. Next call.
Hey, Mark, this is James. Big fan, about an eight-year-long listener.
Thanks.
Just started episode 666, and when Iron Maiden was the first thing I heard, I got really pumped. I hated to hear that things didn't go according to plan and you were feeling kind of down, but
yeah.
I thought I'd call in, just give you some words of encouragement.
Thanks, man. And everyone loved the episode.
Whenever I buy something from Amazon, I make sure to go to Talking Metal first, use the links, try to give you
Thank
a little
you.
Money here and there.
Thanks.
But I got to say, don't let it get you down. Like, I've tried my hand at doing a podcast before. I know how much work it is and how it can suck when it doesn't get as big as you want or you don't get the guests you want. But I enjoy listening. I know you got a lot of fans out there that really appreciate the work you do. So just don't let it get you down, man. Look forward to episode 667.
Cool. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. James, 666 was such a fun episode. It almost was good I didn't have a guest, because I really enjoyed doing it. Blew off a little steam, and I got great response on that episode. It did really, really well. I got tons of feedback from people like you, so thank you. I can't thank you enough. Really great stuff. Cool, so let's go to an email right now. Okay. Mark, I thought I'd write you a note tonight after listening to the podcast interview with Dan Spitz. Oh, so this was Dan Spitz on another podcast, a podcast interview, he says. I was wondering this week what Dan's been up to and happened to find Talking Bollocks podcast. Never heard of it before, but since Anthrax is my all-time favorite band, I had to check it out. Turns out, he's a watchmaker now, and he's getting ready to return to playing music. Here's the deal. He's working with Dean Castorano, the Journey drummer, who you know is a great drummer. He also said he's got an amazing singer, but wouldn't say who it is. Maybe it was excitement, but Dan sounded a little neurotic. Still, if you haven't heard it yet, I recommend checking out the interview. One thing I noticed on Dan's Instagram, screenshot below, which I didn't print out, is that hidden among the hashtag under the picture is Scott Stapp. I have nothing against him, but Stapp already has Art of Anarchy. I'm not sure I'd care for a part-time singer. Guys do it all the time now, but I'd really like to see bands have members they stick to with and tour. I agree with you, Eric, totally. I've also been following all the drama with Ghost. I think if Papa has really been doing all the songwriting, I don't care if he finds new nameless ghouls. Still stoked to see them play with Maiden. Hope everything's going well with you, Eric in DC. Longtime listener, Eric. Thank you, Eric. I appreciate you checking in with us. Interesting news on Dan Spitz. Played on some really amazing records with Anthrax, some classic stuff that'll go down in history. And, you know, I know Dan, I believe, had some issues. I know he's had some issues with himself and also some family issues. I know he has some kids who that had some struggles of their own. So listen, and I know he also is believe is found God. He's a Christian now. So I just hope he's happy. I hope he's healthy, and I wish him the best of luck. You know, Scott Stapp, I never was a massive fan of his with Creed or whatnot, but I did think a couple of those Art of Anarchy songs were pretty good that he did, really good actually. And I saw he's touring, doing some tour, Make Rock Great Again or something. He's playing at a theater right near my house. I probably won't be going because, I'm not like a super big fan of his. Nothing against him, not one of the haters, but, you know. So, yeah, he's staying busy. But I hear what you're saying about bands, you know, and it's a shame, like these bands like KXM and stuff, that they just, you know, they put out these really decent records, but then they don't have the members devoted enough to go out and tour. And I understand, listen, these guys are paying bills. They're not living millionaire lifestyles and can just fund a pet project that isn't going to bring them income for the most part, you know, unless you're Vivian Campbell and you go out and do Last in Line. But, and hats off to Vivian for doing that, because he's probably not making a dime on that. Anyways, guys, we have a comment section now on Talking Metal. Guys like Jerry, who you just heard from, leaving a lot of comments. He commented on, what episode was that? Oh, the episode that we had Stephen Witt, the author, who I just mentioned. Jerry, you bought his book. So here's another little message from Jerry, this time in form of a comment on the Talking Metal site. Loved the episode. Again, he's talking about the episode with Stephen Witt that Joe Becht co-hosted, and we also had the guy from Sabaton on that. Anyways, Jerry says, love the episode. Mark, I agree with you 100%. I bought plenty of albums with just one or two songs on it and paid the greedy industry full price for those two songs that I wanted. Van Halen Diver Down has four cover songs on it. They come out with different kind of truth, which I love. Maybe those lazy, wasted guys could have reworked those tunes back then, but they didn't have to. The record industry artists have to change, work harder to put out great full albums. Cool. And Jerry goes on with his comments saying some other stuff. And yeah, I hear you, Jerry. I'm totally with you on that. And again, Jerry, thank you for supporting Talking Metal. Some of the other comments on the site are coming in by guys like Ed Ferguson. Joe Beck wrote an article for TalkingMetal.com recently about the Kiss 25 years later revenge, kind of looking back on that record and questioning if it really was that good. And Ed Ferguson, if you haven't read the article, it's definitely a great read. Go to the site and find it. The site is talkingmetal.com. But Ed Ferguson commented on that. He said, I could handle Kiss up until Asylum, but then thrash metal became my metal diet, as all of these previously heavy metal hard rock bands became soft. I was so far from listening to classic metal and hard rock by the time Revenge was released that I didn't even notice it. I appreciate all those records now as I go back and hear what I missed, but I haven't found a used copy of Revenge to spin on my player yet to really know how I'd like it compared to the earlier records. That's interesting. Yeah, Victor Ruiz leaving a comment about Revenge. The album has not aged well. I've said it for quite some time. The guitar sound is very thin. The guitars are much heavier sounding on essentially every makeupless album leading up to this sans Crazy Nights. Their return to form was Creatures. And Victor goes on. You can read all these comments on Talking Metal. Another comment about Revenge. The album is incredible. It was just what Kiss needed at that time, a raw, darker sound and look more so than its predecessor, Hot in the Shade. With the perfect blend of we're going to have ourselves a rock and roll party and all hell's breaking loose, purely annihilating everything, anything and everything in its path, leaving me with the visual of the cover of Destroyer. Anyways, you can read all this stuff. Good stuff. The Revenge, you know, for me, I don't think it was like a perfect album all the way through, but Domino was a fun song. Unholy, amazing. God Gave Rock and Roll to You, which I realize is mostly a cover, partially a reworked Argent song, I believe, right? Awesome. They did a great version with that. Heart of Chrome, I like that song. All great stuff, and the rest of it I think is good. A couple songs I could leave behind off Revenge, but yeah, good stuff. Again, you can make your comments on Talking Metal. We post news now. Anthony posting something about Emily's solo episode. My wife did a solo episode. She says, Jellyfish Sloan, nice one, Emily. Both in my top 10 list. Anthony, thanks for the feedback. Emily read that and she was pleased to hear from you. Wow, we got a lot of comments. I got to get through and read all these myself, and so do you guys. Here's Curtis. He commented on Talking Metal episode 666. Yo, Mark, I thought the show was awesome. No interview, big deal. I appreciate you taking the time to do the show at all. I dig the music shows. Reminds me of my high school, college days, sitting around listening to tunes with friends, talking about bands and stuff. You and Emily do a great job on the show, and the interviews are always interesting with great questions. Personally, I like your clear, concise questions, and they don't go on for 5 minutes before the guest gets to answer. Anyway, keep up the great work. Always a pleasure seeing the show when it hits the feed. Thanks, Curtis. That's a great email. I appreciate that. There's another comment. Jerry, you leave so many comments on the site. I totally appreciate all your support.
All right. So, again, the comments section is happening on the site. Please, please go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. Write some kind words about Talking Metal on iTunes, okay? I'd really appreciate that. It's important to our positioning within the iTunes store and really helps tremendously. So go to iTunes, leave us a positive, preferably 5-star review. I appreciate that. And again, everything you guys are doing for me is just awesome. I appreciate all the PayPal donations. You guys are using the Amazon links. We're getting some comments on the site. I want to get that going a little more. And yeah, it's fun. You know, I really love doing what we do here. And when I say we, I mean you guys along with me, because you're the listeners. And on episodes like this, you are a part of the show. I feel like I've been stammering a little bit more than normal on this episode. Probably not enough beers in my system. Last order of business for this episode is a email here from John. Hi, hope all is well with you. It's insane to think I've been a listener to your show for over a decade. Glad you didn't stop at 666. Yeah, like I said, that was a very real possibility. For there was a 4 or 5 day period where I had in my mind back, I don't know when that was, I think like in January or something, had decided that 666 was my last episode. Maybe it was February, I don't know. But yeah, John goes on, glad you didn't stop at 666. It's always interesting to hear you talk candidly about the state of the show and about how much involvement John might or might not have, but really the show's proven pretty flexible. You've mixed and matched co-hosts, interviews, and all music shows, and it's all good. And it's kind of funny how natural a fit the show is for Emily. Actually makes me wonder why it took so long for her to get involved. She's clearly always been a metalhead fan, and she's pretty good at this. Yeah, that's a good point, John. I feel like I've encouraged her here and there, but whatever, you know, it is what it is, and this is where we're at now, and I like having her involved. If you want to play a song, how about something from Mark Slaughter's upcoming album? Right now he has Hey You on his homepage, and it sounds pretty rockin'. You got it. John, thanks for the email. This is Mark Slaughter's Hey You. We'll talk to you next time on the Talking Metal Podcast. Thanks, guys.